Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. The market took a significant hit today, a broad-based retreat across the board.
No kidding. The S&P 500 down 1.7%, the NASDAQ getting hit even harder, down 2.3%, and the Dow was right there with them, also down 1.7%.
This wasn't a subtle shift. This was a risk-off day, plain and simple. The driver? It all comes back to the Fed.
So the hawkish commentary is finally sinking in?
Absolutely. You had Boston Fed President Collins saying, rates should stay at the current level for some time. Then you get Musilam from St. Louis and Hammack from Cleveland echoing the same sentiment. The market heard that loud and clear.
And that completely changed the odds for a December rate cut, right?
Completely. We went from a 95% probability of a cut just a month ago to 62% yesterday. And now we're sitting at basically a coin flip, 51%. That's a massive repricing of expectations, and it sent shockwaves through equities.
Got it. So the government shutdown ending was just a non-event?
Totally priced in. The real story is the Fed turning up the hawkish dial. That's what crushed the growth-oriented stocks today.
Let's talk about that pain. Consumer discretionary and technology were the big losers, down over 2% each. Where was the worst of it?
Mega caps felt the heat. Tesla was a major laggard, down over 6.5% and slicing right through its 50-day moving average. That's a technically significant breakdown.
And NVIDIA?
NVIDIA was down another 3.5%, dragging the entire semiconductor index down with it. The SOX was off almost 4%. Just brutal action in the chip space.
So was this another rotation day or something more sinister?
This was different. The report was clear. This was less of a rotation and more of a broad market sell-off. Breadth was abysmal. Decliners were outpacing advancers by 4-1, on both the NYSE and the NASDAQ. Even the equal-weighted S&P 500 took a notable loss.
And the fear gauge, the VIX?
It surged, up 18% to over 20. That tells you everything you need to know about the sentiment today. Pure risk aversion.
But looking at the very end of the day, it seems like some buyers stepped in. I'm seeing notes about late-day consolidation and volume spikes around 3:30 p.m.
That's a fantastic point and the key nuance for tomorrow. After the massive sell-off, we did see some stabilization into the close. The VIX came off its highs, and those volume spikes in SPY and QQQ suggest institutions were doing some buying on the lows. It wasn't a reversal, but it was a defense of key levels.
Interesting. So even on a blood-red day, there were pockets of strength?
Exactly. Late-day analysis showed a clear micro-rotation. For instance, money flowed into insurance names like WTW, which actually broke out and closed on its highs. Meanwhile, other financials like the exchanges, CME, and SPGI saw heavy selling into the bell.
Let's pivot to earnings. It wasn't all bad news. Cisco stood out.
Cisco was the rare bright spot in tech, up over 4.5%. They beat on earnings and issued really strong guidance for next quarter and the full year. A solid report. They got rewarded.
The same cannot be said for Disney.
Oof. No, Disney was one of the worst performers in the S&P, down almost 8%. They beat on EPS, but the headline number was a revenue miss. And more importantly, it was their first annual revenue decline since early 2024. The street hated it.
And speaking of post-earnings disasters, Ibotta, down nearly 24%. What happened there?
IBTA is a perfect example of the current macro environment. They beat estimates, but revenue fell 15% year over year, and their guidance was weak. They're blaming weak consumer sentiment and their CPG clients pulling back on spending. It's a tough spot, and their forward-looking AI initiatives aren't enough to calm investors right now.
All right, let's get to the prep for tomorrow. With all this volatility, what are the actionable ideas? What are you watching for a continuation move?
I'm looking at the names that showed relative strength today and closed strong. Willis Towers Watson, ticker WTW, is at the top of my list. It broke out with authority. I'll be watching for a shallow pullback to the 322 area as a potential entry. Looking for it to push through today's high of 324.60.
Okay, WTW for continuation. What about an anticipation setup? Something that's beaten down but might be ready to turn.
For that, I'm looking at names like Open and CVNA from our watch list. These are higher risk plays, no doubt. They've been hammered. But they're on the radar for a potential reversal. I'm not buying blindly. I need to see a clear bottoming pattern and a surge in buy volume first.
Understood. Any analyst calls that caught your eye?
A few interesting ones. Nike got a nice upgrade to overweight at Wells Fargo. On the flip side, Goldman Sachs downgraded Dollar Tree to sell, which is a big call, and Korro Bio saw a waterfall of downgrades from basically everyone. A true analyst pile-on.
So to wrap it all up, what's the key takeaway for traders heading into the next session?
The narrative has shifted. The market is now grappling with a more hawkish Fed, and that has injected a healthy dose of fear. The key is to be nimble. Watch the key support levels, around 667 on the SPY and 602 on the QQQ. If those break, look out below. But also, pay close attention to the pockets of relative strength that emerge late today, like insurance. Those could be the new leaders if the market finds its footing.
Excellent breakdown. Be careful out there, everyone, and we'll be back tomorrow to break it all down again. Have a great night.